It is my pleasure to introduce you to the 25-car starting field for the Lucas Oil 150. It's round number 11 on the Parcher Trucks Pro Stock Tour. One of your Exide Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders. Starting scratch on the field for Canuck Resources, Vernon Thunderbird Diner, and Fleet Break Atlantic Car, number 44, from Lakeside, Russell Smith Jr. Sherwin-Williams Automotive Refinishes, Ron Arsenal Racing and English Jewelers, Car 02. He is your leader on the Exide Batteries Rookie of the Year chase. From Riverview, New Brunswick, the Thrill Maker, Craig Ward. Outriders, Cookhouse, Oyster Bed, Right Stop, among the sponsors on Car 07 this season from Oyster Bed Bridge, Prince Edward Island. Make some noise for Allison McKinnon. Entice Motorsports, Collins Water Treatment, car number 21, next up on the grid from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia. Make some noise for Sean Pierce. Right on board, Locksmith Wayne's Automart, car number 14, next up from Albany, Prince Edward Island. It's Terry Dugay. The Pubs Drive-Thru Bottle Exchange, Lonnie Somerville Racing, car number 23, next up from Burnsville, New Brunswick. Please welcome Lonnie Somerville. Atlantic Dodge Dealers, Loyalist Marble and Tile Dodge, car number 29 from Springvale, PEI, Greg Proud. It's a home race for Direct Tire. TireTireCanada.ca, Standard Aero, car number 8 next up on the grid. From Westmoreland, PEI, Kent Vincent. Gravel Lock Soil Stabilization, car number 81 for Scott Motorsports from Marshfield, PEI, Nevin Scott. Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Howard Little Excavating, and Stones RV, car number 99. Next up on the grid from Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia, Craig Sloanwhite. Nova Construction Pioneer Coal, car number 88, next up on the grid. The driver hails from Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Make some noise for Donald Chisholm. Quinn Flooring, Blinkhorn Auto Recyclers, Auto Right Service Center, car number 67. He is your point leader on the Parcher Trucks Pro Stock Tour. From Truro, Nova Scotia, Dylan Blinkhorn. The Atlantic Tilt Low Top Construction, car number 53, two-time champion of the Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Next up on the grid, from Hansport, Nova Scotia, Cole Butcher. Chapman Brothers Construction, Reynolds Well Digging, Redline Sport and Cycle, car number 5, comes in second in this championship chase from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island, Jonathan Hicken. Subaru of Moncton, Tops to Floors, G&P Trucking, car number 82, from Brackley Beach, PEI, Chris Hughes. He won a legend car race last evening at Scotia SpeedWorld. He's driving for Rycon Construction, Mobile One, and Celtic Air Service, the 08 car. From Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Nicholas Noggle. It's the BTP Construction Fury Race Cars, car number 11, next up on the grid from Fall River, Nova Scotia, Marty Prevo. You just saw him in the Napa Sports and Series race. He drives for Edward Collins Contracting, Universal Environmental Services, and Dennis Porter Trucking, car number 56. From Placentia, Newfoundland, Josh Collins. LMA Energy Services, Robbie's Towing, car number 31. From Sydney, Nova Scotia, via Fort McMurray, Alberta, please welcome Chris Reed. It's the Nova Construction Pioneer Coal, car number 89. From New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, George Koskulix. Superior Foundations, Top Construction, Atlantic Tilt Load, car number 54. Next up on the grid, the driver hails from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Jared Butcher. Hines Racing, Greenfield Enterprise, Hines Paving, car number 91. Next up on the grid, the driver hails from Cornwall, Prince Edward Island. Please welcome Dylan Gosby. Dexter Construction Municipal Group and Ledwich Lumber, car number 0. Next up, starting position number 3 here this evening at Riverside, from Enfield, Nova Scotia, Sean Turpal. It's the King Racing King Freightline 13M, starting on the outside of row number one. The driver hails from Pictou, Nova Scotia. He's making his tour debut here this evening. Make some noise for Austin McDonald. And your pole sitter drives for Farrell's Excavating, car number 48. The driver hails from CBS Newfoundland and Labrador. Please welcome your pole sitter is Waylon Farrell. That is your field for this evening's Lucas Oil 150. It's round number 11 on the Parts or Trucks Pro Stock Tour. We'd ask everybody to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps. Noel Fougere is going to sing us through our national anthems here this evening.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. Quand ton bras s'est porté l'épée, il s'est porté la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Thank you. And for the 11th time this season, drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
Well, good evening, race fans, and welcome to Racetime Radio here at Riverside International Speedway. Dorian blew us away last weekend, but we are here tonight for the Lucas Oil 150. The points battle in the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour is at a fever pitch, and this race here tonight is going to play a key role in who will be the champion at the end of the month. It's race 11 of 12. And that championship is still up for grabs. The 67 car, Dylan Blankhorn, has got the point lead coming into tonight's race. He's had good success at this track, but so has Donald Chisholm and George Koskulik. Also in tonight's race, who's it going to be? Well, we're about to find out. Grab something cold to drink, Canada, and to our U.S. friends. It's race time in the Maritimes. And the Lucas Oil 150 from Riverside is coming at you right now. Till tomorrow. Welcome, everybody, here to Riverside International Speedway and to the listeners on Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight. I'm Joe Chisholm, along with the whole Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Minus one guy, Brad Mann, not here tonight. He is taking care of some business in New Brunswick. But let me introduce you to our broadcast team. We got down in turn one and two, Jerry Paxton. What's happening there, Mr. Jerry? A little different than Paris, Ontario tonight.
Just a little bit, but great field of cars here tonight. Going to be a very interesting starting few laps, just the way that the field is lined up. Our regular suspects at the top of the speed charts are, of course, back in the middle of the pack. That's not unusual. But we got a couple of real young guns on the front. That means it's going to be a very interesting start to the race. We'll see who schools who before we get too far in.
And Jerry will guide us through turns one and two tonight on the broadcast, overlooking turn three and four, another veteran and a solid person on our broadcast team. Let's welcome in Josh Paxton. You ready to go there, Joshua?
I'm a solid person, Joe. I'm ready to go. You know what? I love late season racing. The intensity is dialed up to 11. We saw that earlier today in qualifying. Some real rubbing and bumping going on in those heat races, because tonight every point matters just that little bit more as we've got a couple of guys chasing championships.
Now we've also got Dylan Langell with us, the voice of Riverside. What's going on there, Dill? You ready?
I'm ready. I mean, all the giveaways are done. Everything is done. All we have to do now is get this race in. I'm excited for 150 laps, the final event of 2019. What a year it's been. The 50th season, the 50th anniversary. This track opened up back in May of 1969. Tonight, it's September of 2019. To round this out, we have the Lucas Oil 150, and points are tight. Points are pretty tight.
Yeah, they are incredibly tight. It's going to be a battle all 150 laps of this Lucas Oil 150 tonight. It's going to be dynamite. Tim Terry is down on the start-finish line as the teams all get belted in. We get ready for that command, Tim Terry. What's happening with you?
These drivers still getting strapped into their race cars and getting ready for 150 green flag laps of competition presented by Lucas Oil. And we're going to be a few moments away. Once your driver is strapped in, though, we need the one hand held high up in the air to let us know that you're going. And I know before we get going, we typically do picks. I know Brad Manns was already filed earlier tonight. Who are you going with, Joe?
Well, wait.
What?
Tim, I don't know if you're aware, but we have a mailed-in vote for Brad Manns pick tonight. For the
first time in
17 races, the 67 is still on the table.
No,
he's not.
Brad Mann actually did fire me a text here just as qualifying went out. And he said, by the way, I am taking the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. So it isn't on the table, but should we make it that you got to be here to make
your pick? Joe?
Yeah.
Jessica says it's not valid if he calls it in.
Ah, there you go. Okay, Brad, you're overruled. What do you say? Tim, you used to get to pick last. You go ahead and pick first this time.
It's going to be a tough call here. We got some really strong race cars. You look at the heat race, the 5 car, Jonathan Hicken, has been hooked up. Let's go with the 5. How about that? Let's go with Jonathan Hicken.
Okay, so we got to put Tim down for the 5. Jerry, go ahead. Make your pick.
It's going to be a toughie, but somebody I saw looking really good in the heat races, looked good in practice, may not have the fastest car, but I think he's going to be there at the end. 0, Sean Turple.
Ah, not a bad pick. How about you, Josh?
It's the 50th anniversary at Riverside, so tonight I'm all about history. I think history gets made tonight, and that new young driver in the 13, Austin McDonald, finds his way to victory lane.
Dylan, you had mentioned just before we went on the air, wouldn't that be a story?
It would be a heck of a story. For my pick, Joe, I'm going to go with the dark horses. Second race of the year, George Koskulik's in the 89. He's starting up in the front. I think he can get it done.
Well, I've got to stick with my traditional pick. I pick this guy each and every time and for good cause, especially here at Riverside International Speedway. I'm a Chisholm, so I got to go with that number 88. That John throwback scheme has been on that car. I got a sneaky suspicion he's going to be in victory lane here tonight. I'm going to keep my eye on the 88 of Donald Chisholm. Looks like there's a pile of hands in the air, Tim.
Rob's pointing towards the back of the field. We got two more at the back of the field. We're getting closer, Joe. About two more left.
Okay, well, let's talk about some qualifying that we seen earlier today. Jerry, some real fast heat races. We got a lot of fast cars here today. What do you take away from qualifying?
I think we're getting to that point in the season where the friendships end when the command to start engines comes out. It's all about points tonight. They've had a few points come their way during the qualifying heats, but this one's what it's all about. This is going to be the setup for 2 weeks when we call it a season and we crown a champion. So tonight, watch that 67 car picking his way through the field. One of the things he's going to be most interested in, finishing the race. It's going to be so important tonight that you finish the race because you can't afford to go out early.
The other car that you must keep your eye on here tonight is the driver of that number 23. Lonnie Somerville is a crafty veteran. We all know Lonnie. He didn't have what he wanted here the last time. The car went away. Watch for Lonnie Somerville to be incredibly quick in this race. He could be the car to beat. So many potentials, Josh, always is in the Pro Stock Tour.
Absolutely, Joe. Watching Tim Terry there on the front straightaway. You ready now, Timmy?
We are waiting on the 99 of Craig Slonwhite right behind us. As soon as Shane Lively gives us the thumbs up, we will be going. Shane gets the window net up on the Archibald Drilling and Blasting number 99. His brother won a Legend Car Championship last night at Scotia SpeedWorld. Shane, we good to go? We are good to go. Gentlemen, let's get this party started.
Drivers, start your engines!
And there we go, the sound of music. Dylan, this is what we've been waiting for all day long.
Absolutely. A beautiful Saturday night here in James River, Nova Scotia. The final event for the 50th season at Riverside International Speedway. 25 pro stocks here tonight. Someone could repeat as a winner. Someone could increase their championship lead. And we could have a first-time winner coming into this race tonight. The Lucas Oil 150.
Absolutely. And with that temperature, I know it feels cool. It feels cool to us now because we've enjoyed a nice warm July, a nice warm August. We get into September and things cool off a little bit, but those engines are going to be incredibly crisp tonight. Maximum horsepower output. You got to know that's coming, Jerry.
There's no question about that. We all know this is the kind of weather race engines love. It's cool. It's crisp. A little bit of moisture in it. Lots of horsepower. Drivers have got the cars set up. Let's see who made the right adjustments going from that warm sun this afternoon to these cool temperatures tonight. It's going to be key because we don't have a pit stop to make the change and make it better.
Yeah, it's going to be all you've got, and you're going to use all you've got from lap one. You know, Mike McKenzie, one of our first trips out here to the East Coast, said, Mike, what should we expect out of these cars? And he said, Joe, I can tell you, and that was a 250, the first race we did out here. He said, it's going to be like 250 qualifying laps. Tonight, the Lucas Oil 150. I got a funny feeling we're going to see 150 qualifying laps here tonight in this race.
Well, if you remember, Joe, now there were two stoppages because of the stop of the spin of the wheel at the triple 50s, the inversion. But that race essentially went caution-free because we didn't really have any wrecks. It went pretty much straight through aside from the stops that we did have.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, my phone just went off again. Mr. Brad Mann is listening in, and he said, Jessica has no say in this matter. I still say the 67. And he says, I am listening to you guys, so be careful on what you say. So we got to be guarded because the big guy is going to join us at the Oliver Tire 200 on the 28th of September up at Halifax Scotia Speed World. It is still to come, so we got to put up with him when he comes back.
But Jessica is here and he's not.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. So he is kind of defenseless tonight.
And I'm wondering, I just add one thing if I can quickly.
Yeah.
I think Jessica may have more luck taming Brad than any of us, even as a gang.
Yeah, you are correct. As the field circulates around this big, beautiful speedway, we love to call Riverside International Speedway, celebrating 50 years, and that doesn't happen without excellent race fans like we've got surrounding this facility tonight. On the starter stand for the Lucas Oil 150, we got Robbie Bonas up there, and he is indicating to the field to get doubled up here.
And guys, before we get going, one driver we failed to mention as we got started is our top qualifier for today, the 48 of Waylon Farrell. We had the opportunity to see him out there on the island back in August. He was quick. We went back to Scotia. He was quick. He is on the front row here tonight at Riverside. And Tim, you've seen the development of the driver in the 48.
Yeah, indeed, we have the last couple of races. It's a brand new Van Dorn race car, and of note, he did take the outside line for this start coming up here. So lane choice for the leader on the Pro Stock Tour came into effect in 2019. So be able to do that. We're just a couple of moments away from really getting this crowd fired up and ready to go. Scott Cunning's looking over the fields. It will be another lap or so, I believe, before we get this party started with a wave off.
Yeah, 25 pro stocks here tonight at Riverside. Want to also give you a quick reminder here. As you listen to this broadcast, don't forget, on MAV TV Canada, you can be watching the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals from Oswego on the dirt. But Tim, this is going to be the one you're going to want to listen to right here.
Absolutely. We're going to set the table for the Atlantic Oliver Tire 200. But before we do, we need to run 150 laps here to close off the 50th anniversary season of Riverside. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, your next door neighbors. Let's give these drivers a wave off and send them off for 150 green flag laps. Come on, everybody on your feet. Get to waving. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them all season long here at Riverside and during this Lucas Oil 150. Come on, turn one. I know you can hear me.
There they are. Gotta love those fans down there. Are they in for one? I don't know, Tim. To be sitting down in turn number one and have this field barreling down at you is got to be daunting.
It's one of the best seats in the house.
I wouldn't doubt it. As the field is all doubled up, Rob Bonus indicates one to go, and we are going to go green. Lights out atop of the CarStar pace car as it works its way down the backstretch. What a beautiful field of cars as we get ready for the green flag in the Lucas Oil 150. Pace car hits pit road, and Rob Bonus shows him the green silk. Jerry, here we go.
And they barrel it down into turn number one. As we said, it's all qualifying laps to this field. But Waylon Farrell down the back straightaway puts the 48 out in front. Austin McDonald in the 13 will fall back into second. They're still doubled up behind him.
A lot of pressure on the shoulders of the 13 in that first lap. The zero car, Sean Turnbull, crafty veteran, past champion, was all over the bumper going into two. The 13 was able to hang on. Turnbull now loses a car length as he battles alongside the 91 of Dylan Gosby.
Turnbull stepped up the racetrack that time in corner number four, still to the inside of the 91 of Gosby. Gosby gets the run off of corner number two and will take position number three. Turnbull falls to fourth. Butcher back to position number five. Jared Butcher in a fit with George Koskulich battling with Chris Reed. Contact. They stack up. We stay straight. We stay green. They're three wide down into corner number one in the back.
Yeah, they're all over the place right now in turn one and two. No caution. That was a hard hit for George Koskulich into the wall on the front stretch, side by side with Reed in the 31, but no harm, no foul. He is still going, sitting right now in the seventh position. George driving the 89 tonight. Donald Chisholm in the 89. We have a pass for the lead, guys. Already, Austin McDonald underneath the 48.
Just about got the job done. They are side by side down into turn one and two. The 48 of Waylon Farrell still leads this race as we're coming back to the stripe for lap number six. And he'll lead that one as well, Jerry.
And Waylon Farrell managing to keep just a bumper ahead of the 13 of McDonald as they go through one and two. Down the back straightaway, he'll stretch it out just a little bit. But McDonald on that low line, making that 13 car work. He is still right there beside him.
A great race for the lead here in the Lucas Oil 150. Just seven laps up on the scoreboard. Austin McDonald trying the low side at Riverside. Dives down deep into turns three and four. Another good run of the 48. But Waylon Farrell holds on to the lead.
Farrell gets that run into corner number four and will maintain that top spot. The 13 continues to work to the inside and now lets that 48 go by about a half car length. The 91 of Gosby closing in on this battle. Chris Reed has made his way to fourth and Sean Turple in position number five. First real good side-by-side battle is Nicholas Noggle and Josh Collins. That's inside the top 10 of position number nine. Give it to the ECC 56.
We're back to single file racing up in front. It's Waylon Farrell holding off the young Austin McDonald. He just turned 16 a couple of weeks ago. His debut delayed by Dorian. Now McDonald underneath the 48 again. Waylon Farrell really making that middle lane work, Joe.
Yeah, he sure is. He is running the high side of the racetrack in the middle, and he's managing to stay ahead of the 13 car. Actually pulls him a little bit. The 13 wants the line. The 48 is in. He's going to have to earn it, though, as we work lap 12 of tonight's Lucas Oil 150.
And even before the green flag flew, we told you those two young guns up front were going to be where the racing is. They are putting on a show. Austin McDonald in that 13 continues to work the low line. A little contact on a four. There's a donut on the side of the 48 at the rear wheel.
Trouble
but
turn
they're
three.
Still going.
Trouble turn three. It's Sloan White and Somerville coming together in turn three. Caution flag is out. Kent Vincent had to get on the binders to avoid that one. I think those are the only two with damage, and Sloan White's car is tore up big on the front end.
So is the 23, Alani Somerville. Man, that was big impact. Seen that develop down the back. The 99 sort of got turned up into the fence, and Lonnie Somerville had nowhere to go. This is going to take a couple minutes to clean up. we are going to hit a quick break here on Racetime Radio. Stay with us. We will be back live from Riverside.
Hey, race fans, this is Larry Berrio, and you're listening to Racetime Radio on Sirius XM, Channel 167, Canada Talk.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by Atlantic Tilt Load, specialist in the transportation of industrial equipment across Canada and the U.S. Also by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of Racetime Radio in Nova Scotia.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do it too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so
I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce,
but I got a good deal.
To the inside of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or anytime on the SiriusXM app.
It's time to crown the champion in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Join us for live flight-to-flight coverage of the Oliver Tire 200, Saturday, September 28th at 4 p.m. Eastern. It's the season finale coming to you live from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Saturday, September 28th.
Let's bring this home. Bring it home, yeah!
Be at the track or join us live worldwide on racetimeradio.com. For tickets and info, get to scotiaspeedworld.ca.
Great, good job, bud.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land.
Hey, baby.
Hear rare interviews and performances.
Oh, USA.
Live concerts.
Is there anybody alive out there?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's Little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen, to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 20.
Racetime Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
Taking you all the way to the track and back.
And we are back with you live tonight on Racetime Radio, coming to you live from Riverside International Speedway. And disaster has broke out early in the Lucas Oil 150 for the number 23 car, Lonnie Somerville. And that car is bent up pretty good. It's making its way back to the crew. The 99, Craig Slonwhite, also involved in that one. And we are only on lap 11. That's not the way, Tim Terry, you want to start out a big race here tonight at Riverside.
No, indeed it is not. The 99 crew is Slonwhite. There's about 12 people around that car. The 23 is Somerville. Somerville's out of his car. I did see Curtis Collins run down to that car in turn three to see what was wrong and see what they could prepare in the pit area. But it's sat down in the pit area right now. The 8 car, Kent Vincent, was jacked up through that. He is on pit road getting adjustments made to his car. And Greg Proud already on his way back out onto the racetrack.
Yeah, tough, tough deal. You don't want that to happen, but hey, after it's done, it's done. Let's take you through the field here. We are working lap 11 now. When we get the green flag back out, we'll hit 12. But up front in this race, the number 48, Waylon Farrell from Conception Bay, Newfoundland. He's doing a great job here. Not long ago, he was the rookie, right, last year. Now he's got a rookie to his inside that's making his debut tonight in the Parts for Trucks Tour. The number 13 of Austin McDonald driving the King Freight 13. Iconic car. We usually see Cassius Clark in that car. Tonight, Austin McDonald making his start. Roly McDonald's grandson doing a whale of a job behind the wheel of that machine. In third spot, the 91 from PEI. He's also having a great night. Dylan Gosby. Back in the fourth spot, the number 31 of Chris Reed.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
my phone lit up here just before we went green, and I got a text message saying, don't count out that 31. I'm listening to you guys.
Oh.
Hi, Kyle Reed.
Oh, hey, Kyle. What's going on there, kid? Back in the sixth spot, the zero car of Sean Turple. Seventh. Right now, it's the 54 of Jared Butcher. Make that sixth. 89. No, not Donald Chisholm. That is George Koskulik playing mind games with me is what they're doing, Dylan. They're just trying to trip me up, and it's working.
Well, that whole Nova Racing stable, of course, Emily Chisholm drives the 89, Celtic Ford, Pioneer Coal, Bandolero at Scotia Speedworld. Donald was racing in the Pinty's race in August in the number 89, but he's back in the number 88, and he's a bit further in the field. And rounding out there, coming up behind the number 89 of Koskulik is the 11 of Marty Prevost.
Yeah, it sure is. Back to the 56 of Josh Collins. And that is your ninth spot. Tenth spot, the 08, Nicholas Nago. He had a good night last night. He was up at Speed World and went to Victory Lane in his Legend car. Did a good job.
Yeah, won a Legend car race. Got to do a burnout with that brand new SZ09 motor. He wasn't even sure if that was possible with that motor, but he got one done. So kudos to the 08 car of Nago. And then your two championship contenders are going to occupy the next row, Joe. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken on the inside, the 67 to the outside of Dylan Blankhorn. And they're still outside the top 10 right now, sitting 11th to 12th.
Yeah, and it's early in this one. You got to know that you're going to hear those names coming from the back part of the field. They'll be working their way up to the front. As the field is doubled up, work continues down on Pitt Road. The 23 of Lonnie Somerville crew is still busy. We don't know if we're going to see Lonnie out here again.
I'm
that car
give you
is
a good
wounded.
Guess. I'll give you a good guess that says, no, you're not going to see Lonnie or Craig Slongway back on the racetrack.
Neither one of them, eh? Okay.
No.
And that is Jerry right up and over top of both of those teams.
They've been using the jacks under the front and the rear of the 23 car of Somerville to move it in the pit. That tells me there's some serious damage underneath.
Oh, there is. But if there's a crew anywhere that can get that car back on the racetrack, I'll tell you what, Lonnie Somerville has definitely got the guys.
You mentioned Curtis Collins a little bit earlier. He won the Speedway 660 Sportsman Championship this year, and I know that kid does a lot of work with Lonnie Somerville Racing. Great to see Curtis here. I know he wishes he would have had a sportsman car here, but I'm sure next year on that IWK 250 weekend they'll be here. But they've got a lot of work, and a lot of pieces to put back on that car when they get back to Barnesville.
They sure do. And this time of the year, right, Tim?
Yep.
Champions are being crowned at this time. We crowned some last night at Scotia.
Indeed we did. And we mentioned a little bit earlier, you kind of alluded to it, Dylan. We had an 89 car win a race and win a championship last night at Scotia SpeedWorld. Emily Chisholm went to Victory Lane and put 5 on the board at Scotia SpeedWorld. And how many does Donald have at Scotia for wins? Oh, right, 0.
Yeah, and he's
scoreboard.
Raced, I don't know, what, 60 races now anyway,
and
right?
And she's raced, like, maybe 15.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Emily Chisholm. Did a great job last night. Gage Gilby won a championship. Colton Noble won a championship. Even you look at the drivers that won first races last night. I see Shay McPhee is sitting down here on our front straightaway. He won his first ever Thundercar race at Scotia SpeedWorld last night. So it was just a great night overall. You can check out all the champions at ScotiaSpeedWorld.ca, and we'll have some great content later on in the week on Scotia SpeedWorld's Facebook page, and of course with Tim's Corner. Taylor Albert was down there with the camera last night, and Dale Holman was down there last night. So we had a pretty good time last night.
We sure did. Petty International Raceway, too, want to remind you, the Mike Stevens Memorial is next weekend, so you don't want to miss that. It's going to be a big time at Petty International next weekend. You got a lot on the go.
Yeah, we do, and that's the quick turnaround for guys like Lonnie Somerville to get that car ready. And actually, now that Joe mentions it, they race tonight up at Petty International Raceway, so I'm going to take a quick little look at results and see if I can't find some later. I know Chris Garnett won his first ever mini stock feature up there earlier on this evening, so I'll take a look at results. We'll do that on the next caution.
And the APC series back in Ontario, presented by Grisdale, they are finishing the season up at Delaware, and we got to look. You got to know the 21 of Matt Vertigo. He was on the podium for the Canadian Short Track Nationals and ended up finishing that race in second spot. He is in line for the championship at Delaware. We will definitely check into that and see how that's progressing as the night moves on. I don't think they're underway yet. I think it's a 7 p.m. start, but we'll check.
I got Jordan Vino as a sportsman winner at Petty Raceway, just looking at the results at Ellen Sense. So congratulations to Jordan Vino. Colton Noble's a Bando winner, and I believe Street Stonk was won by Ryan Richard. So congratulations to them. And as you mentioned, the big Mike Stevens Memorial next week at Petty International Raceway. Going to be a doozy if you can't make it out. Be sure to take a look at their social pages, Tim's Corner Motorsports. We'll have some content from that event as well. And we shot some content earlier on today, too. We talked to Austin McDonald, the kid that's currently in position number two right now. So if you're watching on Racetime Radio or listening on Racetime Radio and thought, you know, what's in the head of that 13 car, you can watch that. It's also on the Maritime Pro Stock Tour social, too.
Good idea. As track cleanup just continues, they're just giving it a final kiss here. And the teams are all doubled up, circulating around, but the track cleanup wants to make sure that they got any kind of oil cleaned up down there in 3-4.
So compared to the IWK 250 weekend, Joe, and I guess to a point, Jerry and Josh, certainly not as warm as the 250 weekend. We got a lot of people here all bundled up. No toques. Yeah, we had a couple of toques out at Scotia Speed World last night, but certainly one of the cooler nights, and looks like you're ready to go play in the snow, Jerry.
I was just going to say, I'm perfectly warm. I don't know what you're talking about, Dylan. But then again, as you know, Joe was kind enough to provide me a nice down-filled coat to stand out here. Actually, since that breeze died down, it's almost pleasant out here. It's just a beautiful fall evening.
Yeah, you got to love it when that happens. Are you okay down in 3-4 there, Josh?
Perfectly content, Joe, hanging out here with the TireTire.ca number 8 team. And I got to tell you, looking around pit road, the number of hoodies outweighs the number of parkas. So it can't be that bad.
Yeah, it can't be that bad at all. Rejoining the field here, the number 56, Josh Collins, is back on the racetrack. Good sign. He was down on pit road, got a little attention, and the 56 back out there. The field continues to circulate. 11 laps complete of the Lucas Oil 150 here tonight at Riverside. This, the second to last race, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, has got the points lead coming into this race. He's doing good. He's about halfway through the field right now. He's going to want to make his way to the front to keep that 21-point lead and hopefully grow it if you're Dylan Blankhorn.
Yeah, for sure. Just looking at the points before where we came in, of course, with heats and everything, that's going to change a bit. But Dylan Blankhorn had 2,059 points. Jonathan Hicken has 2,038 points. After that, Jared Butcher, he's not even in the 2,000. So really, it's a two-horse race going towards Scotia Speed World.
But it's a four-horse race for that third-place position when you look at it. It might be a three-horse race now with Craig Swanwhite on pit road, but still going into Scotia Speed World, anything can happen. We saw a couple of years ago where we had almost a 40-point deficit erased early in that race with Sean Turple trying to pick up that championship. So anything can happen, but you want to make sure you have a little bit of a cushion going into that Atlantic Oliver Tire 200 coming up in 2 weeks' time. As there's still some stage ride being put down in 3 and 4. The field is going to pick up the pace a little bit and try to work that in down there in 3 and 4.
How big would it be for Jonathan Hicken if he can continue the streak that he's been on, keep grabbing those points, and something happened with the 67? Jonathan Hicken has wanted a championship in this tour, hasn't been able to do it. How big would that be for him?
And that's just it. You control your own destiny, Joe. At the end of the day, yeah, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, they can only do what they can do. And at the end of the day, the points fall the way they are. So if you're the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, yes, you know you have a 19-point deficit coming in after the heat race. So you have to get up on the wheel and gain as many points as you can. Obviously, getting up front, leading laps is going to help. As the roll that green flag comes out from Rob Bonus the next time by, we'll go back racing. But you really have to get up there, try to lead a lap, try to lead the most laps if you can, pick up that extra point, and try to put some cars in between you, because Dylan Blankhorn, he's good at Scotia Speed World. With Jonathan Hicken, he's won there a time or two, too.
He sure has. The pace car hits pit road. Here we go, everybody. Side by side, Robbie Bonus throws the green flag out.
Out of turn number two, down the back straightaway, Waylon Farrell gets the car length ahead of the 13, but here comes Austin McDonald down low, pulls up even as they hit the front straightaway, but that outside lane has got some help. Chris Reed up on the wheel in the 31 of that second row. He is pushing the 48 to the front of the field.
Chris Reed is up on the wheel in the LMA Energy number 31 to the back bumper, the 48 of Farrell into the outside of the 13. of Austin McDonald. Little sideways at a corner number four that time. These guys aren't giving each other an inch. Chris, going to battle with the kids.
Things are tight here at Riverside International Speedway. A little bump from Austin McDonald to Waylon Farrell. Still your leader on the outside. Chris Reed in that 31, showing he's a dark horse in a dark car here. Still door handle to door handle. Jerry, intensity picking up on lap 15.
It certainly is as they come around under turn number four down the front straightaway. Waylon Farrell and Austin McDonald are still side by side. They could pass a Kleenex to each other. They're that close. In behind them, the 31 of Chris Reed, Dylan Gosby, and the 54 of Jarrett Butcher also side by side. That top five, just a hornet's nest waiting to explode.
That outside lane looking very strong early on. Jarrett Butcher, the 54, gaining some ground now as he closes in on that leader battle. He'll look to the outside of the 31, drops back a little bit as they hit the front straightaway. Chris Reed's got to pick a lane. He is right now splitting his focus. He's got the leader battle in front and a side-by-side battle for fourth behind him. 31 car still on the outside, up to the back of the 48.
Jonathan Higgins is moving into the top 10 on this restart. He's up to position number 7 as they continue to battle up in front. And now Chris Reed to the outside of the 13 of Austin McDonald. Waylon Farrell sole possession of the lead. The battle is for position number 2. It's the 31 on the outside, the 13 on the inside. A couple of Furies going at it.
Jared Butcher sitting in fourth spot right now. Now it's single file. Austin McDonald falls in third spot. Here comes Chris Reed in that 31 looking underneath the 48 of Waylon Farrell. We have a new leader in the Lucas Oil 150.
Chris Reed in that 31 down into turns 1 and 2. Waylon Farrell trying to use the outside lane to get an advantage. Down the back straightaway, they are door handle to door handle into 3 and 4.
Chris Reed turning it up as they come down the front straightaway. Pulls ahead by a bumper, but Waylon Farrell not getting it up easily. Down the back straightaway he comes. Waylon Farrell, big battle on the outside lane. Chris Reed being pinched down low in the middle of 3 and 4. Here comes Farrell on the outside. Again, door-to-door across the strike.
A little contact out back. Donald Chisholm's got a little damage to the 88 car as he checked up for the 11 of Prevo and the 5 of Jonathan Higgins. We keep it straight, but Dylan Blankhorn is going to make the move on the 5 car. Collins off the pace in the front straightaway. He stayed green through all of it, Dylan, and now Chris Reed tucks in behind the 48.
He tucks it behind, and Jared Butcher now side by side with Austin McDonald. Problem, Butcher in the wall, but he spanks it. Still going straight. That may have hurt the 54 quite a bit. Austin McDonald pulls away from the 13.
Into turns 1 and 2 again as the battle up front continues between the 31 of Chris Reed trying to steal that lead away. Waylon Farrell absolutely determined not to let the 48 car fall behind as they come down the front straightaway. Farrell is in front. Chris Reed a half car length behind. Then the 13 of Austin McDonald.
Chris Reed in the 31 was way loose through 3 and 4. He was dirt tracking it as the back end slid right around, but he held on. Cost him about half a car length on the 48 of Waylon Farrell, but he grabbed it back together, and the 31 will once again give chase, trying to close that gap. The 13, Austin McDonald, running in third, about a car length behind the 31, and 56, Josh Collins, off the racetrack and into the pits.
For the time being, your top five are single file. It's back to the five of Jonathan Higgins on the outside of the 91 of Gosby, Butcher, and Blankhorn side by side. We've seen that play out so many times here on the tour. Keep an eye on that battle up in front. The 31 of Chris Reed is hungry, looking at the back bumper, the 48 of Waylon Farrell. Farrell doing a great job, and oh, by the way, they have company. Austin McDonald is there too.
And they're going to have Craig Warden, the 02, in front of them very quickly. Coming on to lap number 30 of the Lucas Oil 150, Dylan Gosby right now battling with the 53 of Jared Butcher in front. It's Waylon Farrell, the other white car. Now a pass, a problem for Waylon Farrell. He spins in turn three.
He's got a tire down, it looks like, on the back end, and he's got more problems slapping the wall on the front. Caution flag will fly. Man, I hate it for Waylon Farrell running so strong here this evening. It almost looked like going down to the corner, though, there was a tire flatter, rub on that
sure, left something, rear. Something. You could see the sparks coming out. And actually, good call for Chris Reed. He led up there. I think he knew something was happening. Waylon Farrell, the left rear, either a tire maybe coming off the axle.
Guys, I can tell you it's the right rear tire is flat on the asphalt. That's what gave it up going into turn three. And Waylon Farrell was up on that wheel doing everything he can to keep that car off the wall. Just came up short. That left front corner caught the top end of turn number four,
and you can see the mark, the big black mark there on the white concrete, and that left front corner of the nose is tore up, but it could have been a lot worse for the 48.
Yeah, you're not kidding there, Josh. That even the front, you can see the mark here at Riverside, and a lot of damage in that front. Bent in just a little bit on that number 48. Of course, Whalen was racing some Legends cars last night at Scotia SpeedWorld, and unfortunately, it looks like he's not going to have the same amount of success that he had last night. He pulls it into the pits, and now your leader is the 31.
Well, they're going to go to work on car number 48. The right front tire, as Josh mentioned, definitely flat as a pancake. They're going to try to get that tire off and take a look. And Josh, what are you seeing from down there?
Well, guys, the right rear tire, they've got to get a new one on there and change it. They're having a look at that left front corner. Like I said, that was the point of impact on the turn four wall. But right now I can tell you the nose cone looks pretty clean. Everything stayed together, but they are going to take the hood off, have a look inside as they go to work changing that right rear tire.
14 to Terry Duguay back onto pit road as he'll pull into the attention of his crew, and they'll take a little look at that. But it looks like up in front, I know Kyle Reed's listening to us. Chris Reed is going to inherit the lead in this race. The LMA Energy Solutions, Robbie's towing, King Racing number 31, and that 13 right in behind of Austin McDonald. Good night so far for King Racing. Looks like 1-2 here as they pace.
For sure, and I'm very impressed by Austin's run so far. Now he's in second. He was battling with Jared Butcher. Jared's due. Jared is due for a win. I mean, just for what I'm seeing, he's hitting third in points coming into this race. He's showing he's not the only Butcher who can get it done.
You look at that top five right now. You get the 31 of Reed. You get the 13 of McDonald. You got the 11 of Marty Preville. That's, I believe, the Fury race car that he got from the King stable. And the five of Jonathan Hicken, obviously, has some help from King Racing as well. So Andrew and Rowley doing a great job right now for the top five. Are part of that King Racing stable alliance, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll go for the alliance. I guess the official King Racing car would be Austin.
Affiliation.
We'll put it that way. There we go. We're looking through the dictionary and through the thesaurus and everything to try and find the words here.
You have a dinosaur up here?
You said I meant Google. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I meant Google. Appreciate it if you're listening on Racetime Radio tonight. Right now, we're on lap 29 of the Lucas Oil 150 at Riverside International Speedway. Final event of 2019. It's been our 50th anniversary. We've had a lot of fun with Throwback Thursday on Facebook. A lot of great footage. In fact, we just had some recent footage on our Facebook of the legendary Junior Hanley taking a hot lap here back in the 70s. Some old 8mm film, 16, the reel-to-reel. Very cool. You should check it out. Riverside Speedway on Facebook. And was there a little contact between the 29 and the 48 in the pits?
Hold on, I gotta get my breath back. That one took it away. The 48, Waylon Farrell, they finished their pit stop. They're trying to join up the back of the field. As he backed out of the pit, Greg Proud, the 29, came flying into the pit off of turn number 4. Guys, they missed contact by about a piece of paper. That was it. And no harm, no foul. Everybody carries on where they need to be. 48, quick update. They also changed the left front tire. They looked like they knocked the toe out. They were working on that. Little duct tape on the front end to try and pull that fender back off the tire. 48 cars back out at the rear of the field, as is the 29 of Greg Proud.
That left front fender, Tim, is pretty floppy on Waylon Farrell's 48, if you can see coming around turn 2 here.
We'll see what the downforce can do on that one as the pace car peels off. And Chris Reed on the outside. Green flag is out. We're back underway.
And down they go into turn number 1. Chris Reed is going to check out early. Austin McDonald in the 13 falls
yellow
in behind. He gets a tap from the 11 of Marty Prevost. But the caution flag is back out.
Guys, the way Rob Bonus looked at that restart, I don't think he was happy with it.
I gave a little wag of the flag to the number 31. He wants a better start than that. As we have 29 laps complete. I thought we were on lap 30, but
we'll be 30 when we come across the line. Score the next lap.
Again. As the field is doubled up, Robbie Bonus is okay, boys. I want a good, clean start this time. Yep. He's showing them one to go. And they will go back under the green flag here shortly. The field works its way down the back stretch. 48 is back on the track. He's at the rear of the field. And the scoring pylon will get straightened out as the green flag comes out here.
And here we go. Chris Reed picking it up where he left off. He heads into turn one with a half-car lead over the 13 of Austin McDonald. But Marty Prevo has the 11 on the move. He'll move up into second spot as they go down into 3 and 4.
Have an eye for that 54. Jared Butcher on the high side as well. He's following the 11 of Marty Prevo around the 13 of Austin McDonald. Trouble in the back of the field. Looks like that rough still happening on the 48 car.
The 11 of Marty Prevo, a little sideways at a corner number two, but still maintains position number two. And here comes Jared Butcher, the Superior Foundation's 54, building a run for position number three to the outside of Austin McDonald. Jonathan Hicken is in fifth, but Jared Butcher is on the move.
I'm surprised that Jared's as fast as he is. He slapped the wall earlier in this race. That number 54 Superior Foundation's car showing no signs of slowing down on lap 33 here. Now he's going to get in front of Austin McDonald. He's in P3. Jonathan Hicken's in the top five right now, but look out, here comes Black Betty not far behind.
Yeah, and tiptoeing his way up into that top 10, the 88 of Donald Chisholm and the 67. Just a little bit ahead of those guys, both of those cars, now into the top 10.
And right now, that's where the racing is back in the middle of the field as the front half dozen cars get stretched out into a single file. Blankhorn in that number 67, currently running seventh, trying to get under the 53 of Cole Butcher.
Butcher's got no help right now on that outside lane. There's about a five-car freight train to his inside, chasing the five of Jonathan Hicken around on the outside. Hicken running up on that 13 car of Austin McDonald, trying to push him forward to get a run on the 54 of Jared Butcher now up in front. Chris Reed has checked out in the number 31.
Cole Butcher methodically working his way towards the front, the 53 to the upside of the 5, and Jonathan Hicken, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, watching in behind. These three started outside the top 10 due to the 2019 feature winner rule, and now they're working for position number 5. It's Butcher in fifth, and here comes the Quinn Flooring 67, Blankhorn, to the outside of the 5.
Little contact between Hicken and Blankhorn. Blankhorn on the outside of the top 5. Now he's there, going to try and slide in front of Hicken. He does. P5 will now go to the 67, pardon me, P6. Now he's working in the top 5, going underneath Cole Butcher in the 53. How about Cole Butcher working his way now to join his brother in the top 5?
Yeah, side-by-side battle, the 53-67 just a lap ago. Man, they're doing a great job out here. 41 laps complete of tonight's Lucas Oil 150. Out front, the 31 of Chris Reed. He's got probably a 10-car length lead now over the 11 of Marty Grievos. Back to the third slot, it's the 54, Jared Butcher. Fourth, the 13 of Austin McDonald in fifth spot. The 53 of Butcher. Sixth is Blankhorn. Seventh is Jonathan Hicken in the 5. In eighth spot, the 0 of Sean Turpo. The 88 of Chisholm, followed by the 10, or pardon me, the 10th spot, the 08 of Nicholas Nago. That gets you your top 10 as they run lap 44.
And Noggle in that 08 giving all kinds of grief to Donald Chisholm's number 88. He's been all over the back bumper of that car, loosening it up, and Chisholm has had to fight to hold on to the race car.
These first 40 laps of the Lucas Oil 150 have been a great experience for the 13 driver of Austin McDonald, who continues to run in the top 5. But now he is under fire. The outside lane stacking up against him. Jared Butcher, Cole Butcher, Dylan Blankhorn, and Jonathan Hicken are all stacking up against that 13 machine down the back straightaway.
He had a handle quickly going away on the 54 car. Jared Butcher, the longer that we run, he's fallen back into the clutches of that battle. The thrill maker, Craig Ward, goes a lap down. Waylon Farrell goes a lap down. Chris Reed has a half straightaway advantage on Marty Prevo, and Prevo's got about 10 lengths back to the 54 of Jared Butcher. Your top two putting on a show here in the first 50 laps.
The big battle right now is between the Butcher brothers, McDonald, and Dylan Blankhorn. They are all running hard, going for that third spot. McDonald's on the inside, now passed by Cole Butcher. Cole now chasing after his brother. Going to get tight here. It's going to get a little tight, but we all make it through turn 4. Still well out in front is the 31 of Chris Reed.
Yeah, just a knot right around that third, fourth, and fifth slot. The 54 of Butcher Jared Butcher, that is, actually looks evil, Terry, on the exit of the turn at times. I don't know whether it's because he's stuffing it in, but that 54 car gets awful loose.
And Jared Butcher has got his hands full and then some. You said it, Joe. That car is evil tonight. It is so loose, it's all he can do to hold it on the racetrack. And now, brother Cole Butcher in the 53 drops to the inside of the track down to turn two. Has a look, but pulls back up in line. Jared Butcher being forced to the high side of the track, trying to fight that race car. Cole Butcher looking to dive inside.
And that outside lane was planning ahead. The 13 car, who had been running the inside lane, Austin McDonald, ran up on a slower car, the 02 of Greg Ward, as he waited for the car to get around. He lost 8 positions in this battle. He's fallen to the back part of the top 10. A driver going the opposite direction. Have an eye for that 88 of Donald Chisholm. It seems to be coming to him as he runs now with the 0 of Sean Turple.
That battle for position number 3 works around Waylon Farrell. Now the 53 of Cole Butcher to the inside of his brother. At least took a look that time. Down into corner number 1. Cole Butcher battling with Jared Butcher. Dylan Blankhorn in behind him as well. And a car length back from that battle is Jonathan Hicken. Turple there as well, leading Chisholm. Noggle, the 91 of Gosby, and the 13 now of McDonald as lap 56 will be completed this time by, and the 31 continues to pull away.
Tough break for Austin McDonald in the 13. He was held up by Craig Ward. He fell from 4th spot to 11th in 2 laps. That's just how it goes here at Riverside. Problem for the 89 of George Koskulitz. Sparks coming under the 89. Flat tire. He's going to pull in. No caution at Riverside. We are still green flag racing.
A tough deal as George is working his way down the backstretch. I don't know if he's going to make it all the way back without causing a yellow. We'll see as it develops. 57 laps complete as Koskulitz is working his way down onto the apron now, and he will make it down pit road. We stay under the green flag.
Dylan Blankhorn in that number 67 trying to gain another spot. He's running in fifth. Now he's underneath the 53 of Cole Butcher, trying to take it away from Cole. He gets the position now. It's under the 54 of Jared Butcher down the back straightaway.
And as the 67 advances towards the top 3, this is not what the driver of the 5 car wanted to see. Jonathan Hicken is 2 positions behind the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn and trying to close the gap to get into the fight, but the 67 right now is on rails.
Down to the inside as he battles the 54 of Jared Butcher. Cole Butcher looking in behind him, and Jonathan Hicken's not too far in behind, but he's about 3 lengths off this battle. He was running up on that battle, but here comes Terry Duguay. They're going to work around the 14 of Duguay. Blankhorn going to tuck in behind the 54 as they put a lap on the H&B lever number 14.
Dylan Blankhorn tucks behind Jared Butcher. Now they're going to try and go around the slower car of Terry Duguay. That's going to help out Jonathan Hicken to get closer to Cole Butcher's bumper. The 54, the 67, and the 53 work their way around Duguay. There is quite a distance, even from Jared Butcher to Marty Prevo, who's sitting in second spot right now, coming around to take lap 64. Well out in front of second place, it's Chris Reed.
Yeah, the class of the field right now has got to be the 31 of Chris Reed. He has got even a bigger lead. Now he is exiting turn 4, and your second place driver is just coming off 4 now. So you got to know that he's got maybe a quarter track lead for the 31. That thing is dead flying out there tonight, Chair.
It sure is. It is a full straightaway lead. He goes into the corner as the 11 of Prevo comes out of the corner. Then it's back to the 54 of Jared Butcher, who's still fighting the race car, but Dylan Blankhorn not able to find a way around him just yet. Blankhorn running about a car length behind the 54 of Jared Butcher, then the 53 of Cole Butcher behind them.
Ahead of that battle for third is the 11 of Marty Prevo, and a tip of the hat to this driver. A very strong run for Marty Mega right now as lap 68 goes up on the scoreboard. The 11 car, one of the lower budget teams here in the Maritime Pro Stock Tour, and he is showing top quality driving right now, running in the top 3 at Riverside.
That battle for position number 3 continues in behind 2 lap cars. Nevin Scott and Kent Vincent going side by side ahead of Butcher and Blankhorn. Jared Butcher to the upside, Dylan Blankhorn to the inside. Which lane is going to break first? The 8 car goes to the inside, 3 wide, down into corner number 1. They get it back to 2 wide, and now Blankhorn goes to the inside, and Nevin Scott, oh boy, this is going to get tight.
Oh, he almost went three wide in two turns there, Tim. Jared Butcher comes down on top. He's going to pull away from the 67 of Blankhorn. He'll grab third spot as now Blankhorn is stuck beside Nevin Scott. These slower cars are starting to space out the leaders a little bit.
You know, Nevin Scott did exactly what he was supposed to do. He isn't up to speed, but he almost got split. He had two guys, one to the high side, one to the bottom. Nevin Scott kept his car to the bottom. The 67 had to lift, and now they're both clear, but he did exactly what he was supposed to do.
And Nevin Scott continuing now to get down to the bottom as more cars go by. The 5 of Hicken goes by him, the 0 of Sean Turkle, the 88 of Donald Chisholm. And those guys are running 6, 7, and 8. And just about a car length between the three of them as they carry on down and around the speedway.
Ring the bell. Here's round 3 for position 3. 67, Dylan Blankhorn down to the inside. Jared Butcher, the 54, fighting hard on the outside. Side by side, they dive down into 1 and 2. They are starting to close the gap on the 11 of Marty Prevo. Out of 2, down the back straightaway. 67, Dylan Blankhorn moves up into the top 3.
At the halfway point, 75 down and 75 to go in the Lucas Oil 150. Chris Reed continues to lead, continues to extend that lead, a full straightaway back to Marty Prevo, and now Marty Prevo under fire from Black Betty, the Quint Flooring 67. Dylan Blankhorn is up on the wheel, a car length in behind the 11.
The pressure is on Marty Prevo. He is not having a good long run in that number 11. Dylan Blankhorn in the 67, long run is working for him. They still have a long way to go to catch up to your leader, the Lucas Oil 150, Chris Reed, as he's going towards turn 3. Dylan Blankhorn's coming out of turn 2 with Marty Prevo.
Incredible pace to this race here tonight, slowed with 3 cautions, but that's it. These guys are really flying around Riverside in the Lucas Oil 150. 78 complete. Tim Terry, take us through the field, buddy.
Your leader is car number 31 of Chris Reed, leading the 11 car of Marty Prevo, but Prevo has the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn on his back bumper. They've extended that advantage back to the 54 of Jared Butcher. Cole Butcher runs in position number 5 with Jonathan Hicken on his back bumper. The 0 of Turple is next up in 7th. 8 is Donald Chisholm. 9 is the 08 of Nicholas Noggle, and Dylan Gonsby completes your top 10. Austin McDonald unofficially in 11th place. And then I believe we go back to drivers that are about to fall a lap down. Chris Hughes in the 82 is about to go a lap down to the 31 of Chris Reed, who's on the outside. And right ahead of your leader now is Russell Smith Jr. in the Canuck Resources, number 44. So 81 laps to go. Man, that 31 looks some sporty up front.
He sure does. You know he doesn't want to see no more cautions. But I can tell you the rest of the field behind him would just love a caution in the next few laps so they can reel that distance in, Jerry. The 31 is flying.
Chris Reed has got that car dialed in and working perfectly, and nobody seems to have anything for him. It just can't close that gap at all. Even as he goes through the lap traffic, the 31 of Reed absolutely dominates. Marty Prevo in the 11 car, meanwhile, running in second spot. He's got less than a car length on the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. And Black Betty, she's a-coming.
Problems for the 8 car. Kent Vincent down the back straightaway. Josh, I don't think he's going to make it to pit road.
He's slowing up there right underneath the Riverside Speedway.ca sign. Kent Vincent trying to lift the tire.ca car back to the pits, but he has come to a stop at the turn 3 entrance, and the caution flag will fly.
And we will hit a quick break here on Racetime Radio with a break in the action on lap 84 here tonight, live from Riverside.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Canada Talks.
Best team in the business.
Can the fans hear me right now on this?
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
NASCAR Nation?
All
yeah, we're here.
Scenes.
Learn as much as you can.
Racing.
Get ready to rock and roll here.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, really got it.
Kyle Busch.
I appreciate you and what you do for the sport of NASCAR and how well you talk about it. And
it's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Take a flag here, baby.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app. MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAV TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAV TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
It's time to crown the champion in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Join us for live flight-to-flight coverage of the Oliver Tire 200, Saturday, September 28th. At 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the season finale coming to you live from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Saturday, September 28th.
Let's bring this home. Bring it home. Yeah!
Be at the track or join us live worldwide on racetimeradio.com. For tickets and info, get to scotiaspeedworld.ca.
Hey, good job, bud.
Racetime Radio. Only on Sirius XM 167. We get you close.
I want my MPG.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Racetime Radio on Sirius XM 167. Canada Talks. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Well, if you're looking for a race, you found one right here on Racetime Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Riverside International Speedway and the Lucas Oil 150. Part of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, second to last race here tonight. It is the season finale at Riverside. 84 laps complete. That gets you up to speed. What do you got, Dylan?
What I got is news that people are going to like if you're a little hungry. Final race of the year, right now at Wilma's Pit Stop, 50% off food. They want to clear everything out. Great time to grab your foot long, anything. So if you want to save some money at the canteen, now's the time to go under this caution. 50% off at Wilma's Pit Stop.
I see Stefan Somerset going for footlong hot dogs.
He's running. He's going.
He's hoofing her. Let's have a look down pit road, gentlemen, shall we? We are 84 laps complete as the field, by the look of it, it's going to start doubling up here shortly. The 21 of Pierce did come down pit road. Looks like he is going to roll and head his way back out. The 8 of Kent Vincent, the caution did fly because the 8 was stopped on the back stretch. Kind of looks like Trev and the boys are still working on that machine. The 48 of Waylon Farrell had the lead early in this one. He is on pit road. Looks like the crew is finishing up. The number 89, not Donald Chisholm tonight, that is George Koskulik. It's on pit road. The 56 of Collins, also on pit road. And the 23 of Lonnie Somerville, the crew has not gave up on that car. They are still working on it here tonight at Riverside. 84 laps complete. Your leader, the number 31 of Chris Freed. Second is the 11 of Prevost. Third, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Back in fourth spot, the 54 of Jared Butcher. The fifth spot, his brother, the 53 of Cole Butcher. Back into the sixth spot, you got the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Seventh is the 0, Sean Turple. Eighth spot, the 88 of Donald Chisholm. Ninth, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. And in 10th spot right now, it is Dylan Gosby in the 91 from PEI. That gets you your top 10. We started with 25 cars on this racetrack. As the field begins to double up, Rob Bonus indicating to the field, okay, boys, let's go. Down and away, the 48 of Waylon Farrell from Conception Bay, Newfoundland. He's back out on the racetrack. By the look of it, the 8 of Vincent also back out there. That clears pit road except for the 89, the 56, and the 23. As the field is indicated, 1-2 go.
1-2 go, and looks like Chris Reed's going to take that outside lane for this restart. That's going to throw the 11 to Marty Prevost on the inside. As I was mentioning from my perspective, it looked like Dylan Blankhorn was really, really good on the long run. How is he going to be on the short run as we sprint to lap 100 of a 150-lap race? Lucas Oil 150, of course, Lucas Oil supports racing all over the world. We can't thank him enough for sponsoring tonight's race and a few races during the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour. And got the whole crew here just to the right of us. They're hanging out and having a fun time tonight.
Yep, John Coyle and all of his great people from Lucas Oil enjoying tonight's Lucas Oil 150. As the green flag flies, Sherry, side by side, no more big lead for the 31. You have to do it all over again.
And down into turns one and two, Marty Prevost rides the 31 of Chris Reed up to the wall. That made lots of room down low for the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn to make the move. And Blankhorn trying to move up from third, trying to take second away from Chris Reed. It's Marty Prevost in the 11 with the number one spot.
I think Chris Reed may have taken exception to being taken up high on this racetrack. He is after the 11 car with a vengeance down the front straightaway, diving in the left rear corner. Chris Reed trying to take back the top spot, but Marty Mega not going to give it to him down the back straightaway. 11 car, still your leader.
Your top three have broken away a little bit over the five now with Jonathan Hicken. The Butcher brothers make a little contact at a corner number four. The 54 slides to the inside. Older brother Cole will move to position number five. And now Donald Chisholm to the outside of the Superior Foundation's 54. Top three single file. Marty Prevost back to Chris Reed. And Dylan Blankhorn's on the march, taking a little peek to the inside of the 31.
How things have changed after Waylon Farrell wrecked earlier. He is now pulled in again. What a shame for him, but what a restart by Prevost. Who gets in front of the 31? This is a great three-horse battle for first spot. Prevost's been taking kind of a middle line here, trying to fend off the 31 of Reed. We have also Dylan Blankhorn, Black Betty. He's been kind of poking his nose in here, trying to find the right move. Could it be here at a turn four, Joe?
Yeah, we got them all jammed up at the front right now. The 11, the 31, and the 67. Throw a blanket over those three guys. Then a next pack has got the 5, the 53, 88, and 0 at the 54 in there. And that is your second pack. And they aren't gaining on one another, but they can't get away from one another either. The 11 leads. Careful.
And that 0 with Sean Turple tagged the front wall as they came under turn 4 on the last lap. We're going to have to wait and see if that has any effect on the race car. But the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken, we're used to seeing Hicken put that thing out in front and just let it rip. It looks tonight like he may be holding back a little, saving something for those last 30 or 40 laps.
Dylan Blankhorn just showed incredible patience. The front three, each of them was taking a different entry point into turn number 3, and it wasn't working for them. Dylan Blankhorn backed off, got in behind the 31 of Chris Reed, rode around there for a lap, and just one lap ago, took to the inside, found his way by the 31. Score Dylan Blankhorn up to second, and he is on the bumper of the 11 car, making a run this time out of turn number 4.
Oh, he sailed it in so smooth down into corner number 3. He's to the inside of the 11 of Marty Prevost. They'll dance for that top spot. Reed looks on from position number 3 and keep a half eye on that battle for fourth because Donald Chisholm's on the move. Speaking of on the move, though, the 67 of Blankhorn now side by side with the 11.
Marty Prevost not giving up. He's been shoved up to the top of the track. Dylan Blankhorn on the bottom. Chris Reed just watching from third. Prevost starting to get a little bit of distance away from the 67. Dylan is really, really good out of the exit of 4. Closes in again. A driver to keep an eye on, guys. Donald Chisholm. He is very fast on this restart, battling right now with Cole Butcher and Jonathan Hicken. The 88 sitting in 6th.
It's all about comers and goers in racing, especially short track racing. And I'll tell you right now, the comers are the 67 of Blankhorn. He is looking up the inside of the 11. Going to try and make a move. He's got a lap car coming up, though. He's either going to have to pass or pull in. One or the other, the goers, I think that caution, Jerry, may have hurt that 31 of Chris Reed, because it doesn't seem near as strong on this run as we work lap 100 of tonight's Lucas Oil 150.
And Chris Reed may be just biding his time back there in third position, watching the 67 of Blankhorn and the 11 of Marty Prevost. Because Blankhorn is putting a lot of pressure on the 11 car. He's trying to get Marty to make a mistake behind the wheel of that 11. And he may have just done it as he went high in one and two. Blankhorn door to door with Prevost down the back straight.
The 11 car went way high around the 02 of Craig Ward. It opened up a lane. Here comes Blankhorn. Door post to door post. Down the front. Straight away they ride. Black Betty on the move down low. Up out of two they come. Dylan Blankhorn, the drag race down the back straightaway.
He's better on the entrance in turn three. He'll edge out the lead. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn has the lead this time by new leader Black Betty on lap 104. The 11 fights back on the outside. If they continue to do this, it's going to close in Chris Reed. Reed is there. We have a three-way battle for the top spot. Down to three.
Marty Prevost on the outside. Right now, the 31 looking on the inside. Dylan Blankhorn now in front of Marty Prevost. They're going to be coming up to some slower cars, including Allison McKinnon and Terry Duguay momentarily. Dylan Blankhorn now is a two-car lead in front of the 11 and the 31.
And a little contact as they came off turn four between the 31 of Reed and the 11 of Prevost. Prevost's car starting to look very, very loose. He may be just overdriving it into the turn, trying to hold on to the position. It didn't work. Chris Reed is up into second.
And Marty Prevost coming back. He just painted that left rear corner on the 31, coming out of turn number four. And again, in contact on a two. Chris Reed will drive away. Marty Mega got sideways. He got up on the wheel and collected it, but he'll lose two car lengths to the 31.
Marty was up on the wheel there for a couple of laps, but now falls back in behind in position number three and all by himself. Now, can Chris Reed track down the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn? The closest battle in the top 10 is the battle between the 5 and the 53. It's Jonathan Hicken and Cole Butcher. There's nose to tail right now at a corner number 4. The 53 trying to find a way around the 5. He'll duck to the inside.
Cole Butcher's looking, now slides in behind Hicken again. Guys, I'm wondering if Chris Reed was kind of holding back there on that restart, because as we're going into a problem, Austin McDonald turned around in the backstretch. Tim, did you catch what happened there, or Josh?
Guys, he got turned and out of shape coming around out of turn number 2, and an incredible save by the 13 with a little help from the three cars that were running behind him as they sort of ducked inside and out. The 13 did a full 180 and came to a stop in the middle of the racetrack just outside of the entrance to turn 3. Everybody got around, no contact with the concrete, and some real driving by the 13 of Austin McDonald to hang on to that one after some contact sent him squirrely out of turn 2.
So the caution flag flies on lap 109 in the final 50 lap segment of this Lucas Oil 150, and now Dylan Blankhorn, your point leader, out in front. Jonathan Hicken is going to be able to restart in position number 4 on the outside of row number 2. And Dylan, I'm kind of intrigued here because the leader obviously has lane choice on this restart. If Dylan Blankhorn chooses the outside line, he'll be nose-to-tail with Jonathan Hicken in the 5 car. So the 31 of Chris Reed, obviously a stout race car. Marty Prevost has some time to catch his breath now in car number 11. The 53 of Butcher still having a good run in position number 5 as well. And Donald Chisholm methodically working his way up to the front of the field, not using up his stuff a whole lot, saving a little bit. I like the way this is playing out for the 88.
He does have a little bit of damage on the right front, but mere cosmetic and nothing too major on that number 88. Yeah, I'm curious, Tim, if Dylan's going to take the inside, because Chris took the outside on that restart, which helped Marty Prevost get in front. So what does Dylan do? Does he try and keep that inside line, or does he go out? It's hard to say. I mean, drivers have different preferences, right? Drivers have different feel. As we were seeing earlier, the outside lane, the mini stock race, didn't necessarily work for Tim Webster. In the Sportsman, it kind of was for Brad Eddy going to victory lane.
On the outside, though, or inside, it doesn't matter. Control car is control car, but yep, there's also one line that you have to fire at, too. So, yes, you are rewarded with the lane choice, but you also have to fire at the exact same point or at that line coming in the middle of 3 and 4 right underneath the Ultramar and Barry's Furniture sign in corner number 3 and 4. So the caution flag remains out. We continue to pace around here, and looks like the cleanup is completed on the back straightaway. So the scorer is getting the lineup correct, and we'll be back to racing momentarily with just over 40 laps to go in this Lucas Oil 150.
Fantastic racing so far tonight here at Riverside International Speedway. It's our 50th anniversary. Some major sponsors helping us get there include Highland Home Building Center, along with McGilvery Fuels and Pepsi, the official soft drink supplier of Riverside International Speedway, and Napa Auto Parts. And to mention about Pepsi, you see my cool little koozie that we were handing out earlier, Tim, with the complete latch and everything on there. I could go hiking almost.
You mentioned canteen. You mentioned Canteen Boob was 50% off. Hit Taylor Albert run down and get me a couple of foot-long hot dogs. So I'm trying to get those in, too.
Okay, you hammer those into you. So if
I
you're...
I do have an ice cold Pepsi, though, too, by the way.
You do? Yeah,
I do.
Official soft drink supplier. And I know the Beer Garden having some fun down that way. A lot of people hanging out. And we appreciate you all coming out here tonight for Riverside. And we have a bunch of sponsors which support this track year after year. We can't thank you enough. The signs are here, including English Jewelers who make those X-rings. I know the craziness around those. I date someone who's got one.
And one of our drivers that wins the championship is going to get a ring commissioned by English Jewelers for the championship. So whether it is the 67 of Blankhorn or the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, and oh, by the way, we're going green. And Dylan Blankhorn has chosen the outside. Jonathan giving him a little love tap down the back straightaway as they work down through 3 and 4. 1:10 completed this time. 40 laps to go. Blankhorn on the outside. Green flag flies. And Blankhorn lets that 31 get a little bit of a jump down into corner number 1. They're dead even at a 2.
Down the back straightaway it is, the 31 of Chris Reed who has the lead. Dylan Blankhorn on the outside is going to try to fight back down the front straightaway. And I think they got some contact. There was a definite wrinkle in the left front fender of the 67. And I saw the dust. He made contact with the front concrete wall.
Chris Reed tried to run that 67 up in the concrete, very similar to his exchange with Marty Prevo earlier in the race. Blankhorn did not move, held his line. Now the left front corner wrinkled up. We're going to have to worry about that left front tire. Maybe there's a rub. He is off the pace and running around third right now, fighting with Cole Butcher.
Marty Prevo around in front, and he keeps it straight. Everybody in behind puts the binders on. Somehow, we remain green. Boys, the gloves are off at Riverside. 1:13 complete. Everybody in behind trying to pick up a couple of extra spots. And through all of this, Chris Reed is your leader.
I think everyone behind the number 67 needs a new fire suit after that one. That was close. That was a close call with Marty Prevo. What a save. And look at this. Cole Butcher is now in second.
And they are flying here tonight. Lap 115 now on the board. The 31 car, Chris Reed, is out front. But here comes Dylan Blankhorn and the 53 of Butcher. Look at the battle we got.
And that's number 5 of Jonathan Hicken taking advantage of the situation. There's no question. Some of the handling went away on that 67 when he tagged the front wall and the 11 of Prevo got into him.
I get the distinct impression the 31, Chris Reed, will do anything to win this Lucas Oil 150. He'd wreck his brother or his mother. Well, now he's going to get challenged again. Here comes the 53, Cole Butcher, to the back end of the 31 car.
And that 31, the back end, that nose cone on the back is not completely attached to that race car right now. The 53 of Cole Butcher working the inside, and we're going to have a side-by-side battle for the lead.
Looks like we may have a change in the lead here. 31 Reed on the outside. Cole Butcher's on the inside. After that, it's a great battle for third. Jonathan Hicken now slides in third in front of Dylan Blankhorn. Still side by side up in front. Reed a little bit with that back end, as you were saying, Tim. A lot of sheet metal moving. Big run for Cole Butcher on the inside. That lap still will go to the 31 on lap 120 of the Lucas Oil 150.
What a side by side battle we've got at the front. As Reed slipped a little bit, coming off turn 2, the 53 now has maybe a half a car length lead here.
Maybe a half a car length, but he is starting to pull it away from the 31 of Chris Reed. Again, that little contact with the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Blankhorn definitely feeling the effects. I think Chris Reed is starting to feel the effects. He's got something amiss in the rear end, as well as all that sheet metal hanging off. Marty Prevo in the 11 car back on the move. He goes around the 5 of Hicken, up into third. Hicken back to fourth.
Talking about comers and goers, well, the 5 car and the 11 moving forward. The 67 moving backwards. He gives up another spot to the 54, Terry Butcher. Now the 91, Dylan Cosby gets a run on the outside. Dylan Blankhorn.
Spin, great crowd spins in turn 2, but no one hits him. Caution out on the speedway.
Wow.
That 67 car, Josh, as you mentioned there, was dropping like a stone all the way back to where about the 7th spot is what he's back to now. As the caution flag flies on lap 122, man, what a race. And like you say, Tim, the gloves are off. You can see it now.
And now you're in a precarious position if you're Blankhorn. Do you come in, take a look at that damage? I believe there's like 11 or 12 cars in the lead lap. You'd lose 5 spots if he came onto pit road. Or do you try to stick it out here and think big picture and championship, because right now Jonathan Hicken sits in position number three. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn sits in position number seven. There's 8 points there. Blankhorn led a lap already this evening, so there's 7 points to be gained right there, and Jonathan Hicken gained two in the heat, so that's nine of the 21 that you can do the simple math. It's adding up, but if you're Blankhorn, do you come in and get the damage looked at, or do you stick out there and hope for the best?
Oh, my. I don't know. You pretty well have to come down pit road, I would think. I don't know. Maybe a little stoppage in the action will let those tires cool off enough. Maybe that's a problem, or maybe he's got a tire going down. That car looked evil.
And you look at the 31 car of Chris Reed after that little contact on the front straightaway. What I was trying to spit out earlier is that that rear piece, the rear deck lid area, there's a little bit dragging. It's not on the racetrack, but it's definitely going to affect a little bit of the aero on the back end, because that spoiler isn't locked into place where it should be.
No, it's not. It is sort of flapping back there. He's currently sitting third on the racetrack. And, Jerry, this may be the stoppage the 31 needed to regain his composure.
You might be right, but I think the 31 and the 67 are both feeling some effects from that contact on the front straightaway. I really believe that the 67, he did tag the wall a little harder than it may have looked from your vantage point, but I think he may have upset something in the front end of the car and probably the rear end as well, because the handling on that car just isn't what it is. Dylan's not able to hold it on the bottom of the track the way he was earlier.
Okay, armchair quarterbacking. Brad Mann just sent me a text. 67 has to pit.
And I got an armchair quarterback from Kyle Reed. The spoiler's not important. He's staying out.
There we go. From Alberta to New Brunswick, we're getting lots of input, and we sure do appreciate it. The 29 of Greg Prout is just getting now picked up by that tow truck. Something definitely went wrong with that big red Dodge. Not exactly sure what it is, but they're going to lift him up and carry that car back to the pits. Lap 122 of tonight's Lucas Oil 150. The 53 of Cole Butcher makes it, I believe that is the sixth lead change of the night. Second spot is the 31 on the board. Chris Reed, third spot is the 5 of Hicken. But, of course, things need to get shuffled around. And I say that, and I am mistaken, because everything is that way now on the board. So it needed to go, I guess, one more lap to have things sorted out.
Indeed it is, as Greg Proud gets towed back to pit road. And I hate to say it, you know how my onboards have done this year.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There's an onboard in the 29 car.
Oh, boy.
Is there?
But that was Blake Collicutt told me a petty. He said, we need an onboard in that car to try to bring us some good luck. The camera that's in that car did burnouts last night with Devin Smith at Scotia Speed World. So we were hoping to rub some good luck off on Greg Proud, but it doesn't look like it worked here tonight.
As long as he didn't use it all up.
He got the burnout part.
Yeah, he did. He got the burnout part.
Just as long as that onboard doesn't go back to Springvale tonight, we'll be happy, because I got to go to Yarmouth tomorrow.
And, you know, if Brad Mann is listening, I'm going to say I would agree with him that Dylan Blankhorn needs to pit the car. But I think Dylan Blankhorn is saying, I can muscle it through. It's only 28 to go.
Yeah. It's not going to take long, guys. When that green flag comes back out, these guys got the potential to have this over with in a flash.
Speaking of flash, there's going to be a lot of flashes in the sky when this race ends. So, race fans here, just want to remind you, stick around as soon as that race is done, because as soon as the winner comes out of their car, fireworks are going to be all in the sky. Wrapping up the 50th season here at Riverside International Speedway, we got some fireworks set up in the family campground. It's going to be something special, Joe.
It absolutely is. I have a look down on pit road, guys, and Kyle, guess what? Chris didn't get the memo. The number 31 is on pit road, and the team is having a good look over that race car. By the look of it, going to make an adjustment to the rear end. And then you know the 31 will come back out there and rejoin the field, but he does give up that second slot.
Yeah, I just looked over Robbie McLean's shoulder over there. We have 13 cars in the lead lap, so if Dylan Blankhorn were to pit from what would now be position number 6, because he's going to move up because the 31's on pit road, he would stand to lose about 6 positions or so. So it'd be back to 13th place. There's 13 cars scored on the lead lap the last time. And there's the 29 car. And a little quick toe back to the pits. And the 29's rolling back to the racetrack.
He sure is. He's got to refire it up. That big red Dodge ain't done yet. Nothing wrong with the ticker in that car. As Greg Proud will make his way back out onto the speedway. The 31 still on pit road. The crew still busy at work, putting things back together on the back end of that car.
Hey, guys, the 31 car of Chris Reed, they put two full rounds of wedge into the right rear corner of that car. So they're making some pretty serious adjustments.
Big time adjustments. And you know what? That car has been a missile all night. It did have a couple of moments there where things didn't go well for him, but I'll tell you what, Chris Reed doing a whale of a job in that Fury number 31.
Phone just lit up here. I want to say hello to Dan Eddy. Dan's listening to us here on Racetime Radio, so I want to say hello to Dan.
How are you?
Talked about Alberta. I'm sure that's where he is right now. And I want to say hello to Sean Connors as well. I used to drive a sportsman car up at Petty International Raceway. I know he's tuned in. I'm sure he's got his cold beverage of choice kicking back and listening to us here. So welcome into the show, guys. You picked a good time to come in. 1:22 complete this one. The gloves have already been off for about 20 laps or so. We're going to go to 1:50 and we'll see who comes out on top.
Kent Corbett, a faithful listener to Racetime Radio and tuned in tonight on Racetime. Sure appreciate that. I want to remind you all, while we have a little bit of a slowdown here in this race, you want to join us on the 28th of September for the Oliver Tire 200. It will be the night we crown the champion at Scotia Speed World. We were supposed to be there tonight. Dorian changed those plans, but we are being treated to a real good one tonight at Riverside for the season finale.
Just got one message from Kyle Reed. You thought the race was exciting already. You watch Chris come from the back of the field.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. You're right, Kyle. Going to be a good one here. The lights are out atop the pace car. We got the field all doubled up. Your front row is the 53 of Butcher and the 5 of Hicken. Your second row, the 0 of Turple, the 11 of Prevost. And that's all I got time for. Jerry, green flag.
And Cole Butcher, the number 53, is going to get the early lead. He got a good jump on the start into turn one and two. Down the back straightaway, Jonathan Hicken on the inside. Still running in second spot. It's Triple going to the outside in third. And back behind him, the 11 of Marty Prevost.
Cole Butcher clears the five, takes the lead out of turn number two. Jonathan Hicken giving chase down the back straightaway. Sean Turple makes it a three-car freight train up in front, but now Turple looks to the inside off of turn four.
Primo is digging on the inside of the zero car of Turple, the 54 of Jared Butcher on the outside as well. That 11 car has something here for a top three run. He's just got to keep it harnessed underneath them. The zero car of Turple will take position number three. Primo continues to dig on the inside.
Yeah, Primo is diving deep in every turn here at Riverside International Speedway. Now he falls behind the zero and looks under again, looking back after the damage on the 67. Dylan Blankhorn battling for the sixth position right now with Dylan Gosby.
Commanding lead right now on lap 127 for the 53 of Butcher. I say commanding. He's got it by maybe a car and a half over the 5 of Hicken. And trust me, Hicken is coming in that second spot back to the zero, a Turpo. That's the way it looks right now, Dirk.
It does. Marty Prevost, number 11, he's got his hands full with that race car. It is loose, and he is struggling to hold on to it. And I think Sean Turple is hoping he can, because he gets underneath him if he drifts up the racetrack. Turple's night could be over, but Turple putting on a great show, running in third, and what a traffic jam behind him.
And as you're describing it, Jerry, that's exactly what happened last time up in turn two. The 11 car got squirrely. 67 checked up. Got a good shot in the rear by the 54 of Jared Butcher. Everybody hangs on, but it separated them by about a car length. 67, Dylan Blankhorn is paddle scarred, but up to fourth now, chasing the zero of Sean Purple.
Trying to get up on the wheel here and trying to make up some ground late in this Lucas Oil 150. Your top two have broken away by about four lengths over the zero car. Turple, the 67, points out to the inside looking for that third place position with Marty Primo in position number five. Dylan Gosby's fighting back. The 91 car to the inside is Turple, sideways at a turn two, opens the door for the Quinn Flooring 67.
And that's the side-by-side battle as they come down the front straightaway as Blakehorn pops the 67 to the bottom of the track. Triple up high and door-to-door as they head down the back straightaway to turns 3 and 4.
Up in front, 53, Cole Butcher remains the race leader here at the Lucas Oil 150. 134 laps up on the scoreboard. Five-car Jonathan Hicken about a car length behind, giving chase for second.
Great little battle here just outside the top five. Russell Smith Jr. to the outside of the 13 of Austin McDonald. Rossi's coming to the front late here within the top 10 in position number 8. And just behind them, that 31 of Chris Reed and Donald Chisholm, also a part of this battle. 15, make it 14 laps to go at Riverside.
So if you remember, at the IWK 250, Jonathan Hicken was the bridesmaid, finishing second, and it was a last lap charge he had for Cassius Clark. Does he have that in the bank to catch up to Cole Butcher? He's about 4 or 5 car lengths behind the Atlantic Tilt Load number 53, and they will be coming up to Craig Ward shortly. Problem for Sean Turbo.
Oh,
Marty Prevo. Prevo was up in the air, lands on all fours, slides into turn 3, a scary wreck with the 0 of Turple and Prevo in the 11.
That was big. Window net down on the 11, that's a good sign.
So I saw the 0 getting bobbly at a turn 2, and Marty had a great run coming at a turn 2, almost like a ramp, Tim. Almost like a ramp he hit him.
Absolutely, Dylan, you're right on pace, and actually, I saw the bottom of the 11 car from where I'm standing in turn 3. I was really scared that Marty was going to roll it. Fortunately, when he came across the top of the 0, he did come down on all four wheels and basically slide down in the middle of turn 3 where he came to a stop.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on Race Time. Don't go anywhere. Man, oh man, this is a wild one.
I know it goes asphalt racing on dirt, you're planting potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
You already did.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
Race Time Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Race Time Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land. Hear rare interviews and performances. Live concerts.
Is there anybody alive?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's Little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen, to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 20.
It's time to crown the champion in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Join us for live flight-to-flight coverage of the Oliver Tire 200, Saturday, September 28th. At 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the season finale coming to you live from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Saturday, September 28th.
Let's bring this home. Bring it home, yeah!
Be at the track or join us live worldwide on racetimeradio.com. For tickets and info, get to scotiaspeedworld.ca.
Great, good job, bud.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning man.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce.
But I got a good deal.
To the inside of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
It's the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, channel 82. Or anytime on the SiriusXM app.
Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Race Time Radio.
welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. Well, have we got ourselves a nail-biter tonight at Riverside International Speedway. It is the Lucas Oil 150, and 136 laps are complete in tonight's 150. The 11 of Marty Prevost just went for a wild, wild ride, and the tow truck's bringing him down pit road. Let me tell you, we got the top 10 right now with just 14 circuits left to go in tonight's race. And I don't think we're done seeing all the action just yet. The 53 of Cole Butcher is out front of this one. Second spot is the 5 of Hicken. Third, the 67 of Blankhorn. Back in the fourth spot, the 91 of Gosby. It looks like the 44 is in there. And I'm not quite sure. We're going to have to wait for that scoring pylon to reset. Is that right, Tim? Do you think that's right?
As they pace, the 44 is ahead, but the 31 is listed next on the leaderboard. So we'll see where they cycle through. The 54, I believe, is he a caution car, I believe? He's stopped here on the front straightaway.
Yeah.
So he may very well be a caution car. But at least the top three, as they pace, are correct with the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, and the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. And how about the run by Rusty? The 44 car, he's been coming on strong the last couple of weeks. They've been trying to dial in that race car on their own, and obviously it's a long road to try to get there if you're trying to do it on your own. And Rusty and them have put their head down the last couple of weeks and have done great work with that race car.
Yeah, trouble for the 54, Jared Butcher. See him on the front stretch. He's trying to get that car back into gear. I do believe as the tow truck is going to make its way around.
I think it's worse than that. They're having some serious issues trying to get the car to run.
Oh, are they? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we've heard it twice now. Try to start, and it's just not working for them.
Fire up, and yeah. Quite a race tonight, Josh. What a show.
Honestly, Joe, I'm sitting here trying to think, what can we expect in these closing 14 or so laps left? And I don't know, we've seen so much tonight already in this Lucas Oil 150 that what's left on the list?
Yeah, I know. It's just, this place is going to come unglued, I can tell you that. A great crowd here tonight for a rained-out event that we've actually moved another week. Got to thank everybody for coming out to Riverside International Speedway. The Lucas Oil 150 is not a disappointment by any stretch. This one here is one for the ages, Tim.
Yeah, it's been one of those seasons. You talk about rained out weekends. We lost one at Oyster Bay Speedway earlier this season, had to move it to the next week. And this is the first time since 2008 that we've had to move our season finale back a couple of weeks. We lost a race in Shediac back in 2008 and had to move that to September. So it's been a weird season when it comes to rain and reschedules and cancellations and all that fun stuff as the zero car comes down. They're still working on that race car. It looks like they're paying some attention to the right rear of that race car. The 54 has made its way back down onto pit road, and that team is going to quickly take a look. Is it out of fuel? They're going with a fuel jug.
Yeah, they are. Yep, they're going to fill that 54 up. It'll work a lot better with fuel, isn't it?
And by the way, guys, on the zero car, that is a rear-end issue. They're not working just on the right rear. They're also in under the left rear. They've got some problems with that car. It took a bad, I don't know how bad the hit was down there. I couldn't really see it down in turn number three, but there's some definite damage under there.
Sure is. As the field is doubled up now, Rob Bonus, starter for the Parts for Truck Stewart, has got the field all doubled up. And he is showing them one to go, so the lights will pop out on top of the pace car. And there they go. The 54 car refueled, refired, and on its way back to the racetrack. The lights are out on top of the pace car. Here we go, guys. 14 incredibly quick laps coming up. The car, the pace car, that is, hits pit road. The green silk carry in the air.
And Cole Butcher, the number 53, like a rocket off that start down the front straightaway. He has the lead as they come out of two and down the back chute. Jonathan Hicken in the five will fall in behind. It's a side-by-side battle for third between the 67 of Blankhorn and the 91 of Gosby, but Blankhorn wins it. He's up into third, and Gosby falls back to fourth.
Dylan Gosby looking aggressive on the restart, trying to find a quick way around the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Blankhorn now slamming the door in front as he chases the five of Jonathan Hickett. And there is a four-car pack in that battle for fifth.
Here comes Chris Reed to the outside, the 31, battling with the 44. Rusty on the inside, Reed on the outside. That's now a battle for six. Austin McDonald has got his way to position number five and begins to chase down the 91 of Gosby. 10 laps to go in the Lucas Oil 150, and Butcher begins to pull away.
The 53 of Cole Butcher out front of this one as he works his way back to the line. The 5 of Hicken, followed by the 67 of Blankhorn. Kind of looks like Blankhorn's cranking the wick up. Here he comes.
And that number 31 of Chris Reed, Kyle said, keep an eye on him. Watch him come from the back. He is up to six and has his sights set on the 13 of Austin McDonald.
Austin McDonald had a fantastic start to this race, dropped back through the pack, has now worked his way into the top five, and is chasing the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Got to be a little bit defensive for that 31 of Chris Reed, but a great run here in the Lucas Oil 150. First time out for this young driver, and look at him go now, trying to advance inside the top five.
Trying to get that 91 of Gosby with championship implications ahead of them as well. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn hot on the heels of the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. He points that car to the inside. They're side by side down the back straightaway. They're battling for second. They're battling for championship points, but Cole Butcher is pulling away at 5 to go.
Side by side, and give that second spot now to the 67. Nope, not yet. The 5 still led that lap, but the 67 got a lead by a nose right now. He will take second on this lap. 146 complete.
And obviously that cool down under the caution flag was exactly what Dylan Blankhorn needed. That 67 car has come back to life as he gets under the 5 of Hicken into that second spot. Hicken not done with the fight, though. Gives him a little tap at the rear end as they exit a turn 4 down the front straightaway. Hicken now looking to the bottom as they come out of turn 2 down the back chute.
Cole Butcher will lead the way out of turn number 4. The twin sticks in the air. 2 laps to go. Championship storyline going to be settled in that battle for second spot as they'll come around out of turn 2. It's Blankhorn and Hicken still getting fight for that second position.
White flag will fly. Final lap here at Riverside. It's Cole Butcher up in front. That battle for second continues to heat up. The 67 of Blankhorn pulling away from the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, but up in front. He came into 2019 never winning here at Riverside International Speedway. He's going to win 2 in 2019. It's Cole Butcher to victory lane in the Lucas Oil 150. Blankhorn, Hicken, your top 3.
Tell me that does not set the stage for that Oliver Tire 200 coming up at Scotia on May the 28th. Man, have we got one coming at us now, Jerry. What a race here tonight.
What an incredible finish and what an incredible race. These guys held nothing back through the entire race. And Dylan Blankhorn, we were sure that he should have made a pit stop. He proved us wrong. He didn't need it. He did great on the front straightaway. They would look at the steam rolling out of that car.
Absolutely. The 67 car is, she's steaming. That's a red-hot race car, along with the 5 of Hicken. The 53 of Butcher makes his way around to Victory Lane. We'll hit a quick break, and we'll take you right into Victory Lane. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans. This is Ernie Irvin. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
It's time to crown the champion in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Join us for live flight-to-flight coverage of the Oliver Tire 200, Saturday, September 28th at 4 p.m. Eastern. It's the season finale coming to you live from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Saturday, September 28th.
Let's bring this home. Bring it home. Yeah!
Be at the track or join us live worldwide on racetimeradio.com. For tickets and info, get to scotiaspeedworld.ca.
Great, good job, bud.
The NFL is on SiriusXM. Listen to every game from the preseason through Super Bowl 53 on your radio.
Here we go. Tackle football. Let's play.
And remember, your hometown broadcast is always available on the SiriusXM app. When you're at home, turn down the TV volume and stream the game on your phone and SiriusXM connected devices and speakers.
And when your team isn't playing, follow the National Football League 24-7 on SiriusXM NFL Radio, Channel 88.
And what a race, and welcome back to Riverside International Speedway. The Lucas Oil 150 firmly into the history books, and we're going to take you down into victory lane, and we'll find out and hear from the top three tonight at Riverside. Who is down there first? Who we got? Anybody got anybody? I can see Josh making his way. Jerry,
I'm all
go
set
ahead.
Here, guys. If Jonathan Hicken, you brought that home in third. You looked for a while there like this was all yours.
Cards weren't in the right places at the last restart. I thought Cole would tighten up a little bit and I'd get under him, but my car is just too tight. Couldn't do anything. But car's one piece. We're going to go to the Mike Stevens Memorial next weekend at Petty and see what we can do there.
One more race. That's all you've got to try and get closer to this championship.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking of the points. It's just too far gone. It's just you do what you can do. Go and try and win a race and see what happens.
Jonathan Hicken bringing it home third.
Your feature winner is Cole Butcher.
We're going to come over here. He's in the receiving line getting congratulations from Braden Langell. Well, it's a second win this season at Riverside International Speedway, but that thing was a little bit wild. Talk about that race.
Yeah, it was the weirdest race I think I've ever been involved in. You know, the guys up front taking each other out. But, you know, we put a great show on for these fans at Riverside for their 50th anniversary. I can't thank John enough, Paul, for putting on this such a great event. And I can't thank my crew enough. You know, Pixie, James, David, Greg, Mom, Dad, Olivia, Craig, Langell, Jarrett. Sponsors, Lank Tolo Top Construction, Hanging on Fisheries, Irving Mudding and Packaging, Crown Halifax, Swift Springs, PFC Brakes. It's we fought here for 6-plus years to get a win. Now we got 2 in 1 year, so it's pretty special.
And no roulette wheel tonight either.
No, that's what Olivia said. Oh, no, James said no roulette wheel, so this is the real deal.
Let's talk about this part-time season, because obviously running part-time on the tour, Jarrett's running well as well, but thumbs up so far on this season, 2 wins at Riverside. What do you got to do next? Where are you going next?
I'm going to Charlotte tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, so got to get up early, go to work on some more race cars down in the States.
So what's next? Can we tell them what's next yet?
We'll be at Fly Flag Speedway next Saturday, so after you're done seeing who wins the championship, you can tune into Speed 51.
Once again, congratulations. Give it up for Cole Butcher. He's got a busy night ahead of him and a busy week ahead of him. He's going to kick it off with a win here at Riverside International Speedway.
And also down here in victory lane awaiting the podium presentation, your runner-up, the 67, Dylan Blankhorn. And Dylan, a great backdrop here for the interview, the fireworks going on at Riverside. And there was a lot of fireworks on the racetrack for you tonight.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to thank all the guys. You know, they helped out today. Quinn Flooring, Blake Horns, Autorite Service Center, the Cat Shack, TML Construction, BPM. It was pretty crazy that last restart with the 31 car there. The clutch went in. I thought I was in second gear. I thought I forgot to shift. It started hitting the rev limiter, and I'm sorry if anyone got caught up in that there. I just couldn't get it in gear. The clutch revved right up, hitting the chip down the straightaways, and so we drove around like that, and then the 31 car put us in the wall a little bit. You know, it was just a racing deal. It is what it is, right? It's just hard racing. But then the caution come out, and the thing started overheating. And I was like, guys, I'm going to try something here on this restart. I'm going to try leaving my foot on the throttle a little bit, keep the clutch engaged, and I'm just going to drag my foot in the brake, and it actually worked. So I drove around the last 25 laps with my foot kind of halfway on the throttle to keep the clutch engaged. But anyway, it worked out, so We got by the 5 car. We might have gained a point or two. I don't know. But he beat us in the heat race. But just want to thank everyone for helping us out, and thank all the fans for coming out.
It was a great comeback drive from the number 67 driver, who has one more race to go to try and claim a championship here in the Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
What a race here tonight in that Lucas Oil 150. You heard from the top three. Let me give you the unofficial results. And then we'll get some closing statements from everybody here tonight. Of course, the number 53, Cole Butcher, is your winner. You just heard from the 67, Dylan Blankhorn. He was second. Third spot went to the number 5 car. That was Jonathan Hicken. Fourth spot, the 91 of Dylan Gosby.
The fifth spot, the number 13M, Austin McDonald. What a debut here tonight at Riverside for that youngster. We're going to hear lots about him over the years, I can guarantee it. Sixth spot, the 31 of Chris Reed. In the seventh spot, the 44, great run for Russell Smith Jr. Eighth spot, the number 88, Donald Chisholm. In ninth spot, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. Tenth spot was the number 82 of Chris Hughes. 11th, the 14 of Terry Duguay. Not a bad run for Terry tonight here at Riverside. 12th spot, the 54 of Jared Butcher. In 13th spot, the 21 of Sean Pierce. 14th spot, the 81 of Nevin Scott. In 15th, it was the number 8, Kent Vincent. 16th spot, the 07 of Allison McKinnon. In 17th spot, the 02 of Craig Ward. In 18th spot, it was the 0 of Sean Turple. 19th, the 11 of Marty Prevost. 20th spot, 29 of Greg Proud. 21st, the 48 of Waylon Farrell. 22nd spot, the 89 was George Koskulik. 23rd, the 53 of Josh Collins. 24th spot, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. And back in 25th spot, heartbreak for the 23 of Lonnie Somerville. Guys, what a race tonight. Let's start with you, Mr. Jerry Paxton. What did you think of that Lucas Oil 150?
Well, let's see. What did you come to see? Some spin-outs, some side-by-side racing, a few brushes with the wall, some contact. Yeah, it was all there tonight. You had it. Didn't matter what you came for. You got it all. What a race. These guys took off the gloves, especially in that last 50, and it was one wild night. But championship points were on the line, and it kind of showed. You could see that happening, and it's going to be a very interesting finale 2 weeks from tonight when we go back to Scotia.
Oh, yeah, you want to be riveted. Be at Scotia Speed World for that Oliver Tire 200, I can guarantee it. If not, you can tune in live. Josh, what did you think of that one, buddy?
Well, absolutely. I think our good friend Brad Mann missed a great one here, and Brad, know that your presence was missed as well. But, Joe, the one thing that I thought of as I walked from pit lane to victory lane was, I feel like after every race, the Racetime radio crew walks away saying, man, that was the best race we've ever seen. How are they going to top that one? And if we turn that into a meme, the answer from the collection of drivers here would be, hold my beer. Because we're going to see another great one the next time. So I am really pumped up to hear what shakes down on September 28th at Scotia Speed World. And still can't get over the respect you see from the top drivers in this class. Blankhorn and Hicken battling for a championship. And here they are another week side by side. And just what a run from the two of them as they continue to duke it out for the top spot in this tour.
Dynamite stuff. Good job down there, guys. Tim Terry, give us your thoughts there, kiddo.
I'm down here seeing Phil Barkos Jr. run across the wall because Dylan Blankhorn has champagne in his hand. But, man, oh, man, what a race that was. As Cole said, it was a wild race here this evening. And I'm going to get out of the way of the champagne. It was a wild race. You had guys up front. The 31 of Reed ran up front for a while. Austin McDonald led laps. The 48 of Waylon Farrell ran well. It's going to come down to the end. We're going to see a very wild Atlantic Oliver Tire 200 coming up in a couple of weeks' time on Saturday, September 28th. And going to have to wait an extra week. The Mike Stevens Memorial coming up next week at Petty International Raceway. It's still a busy season, but it's the end of the 50th anniversary season at Riverside International Speedway. And I'm over here with Dylan Langell. And Dylan, what did you think of this race? What did you think of this season?
Fantastic finish. I got smoked by a bunch of rubber standing in the flag stand with Rob Bonus. Can't say that's happened in a while, but a fantastic year. I can't thank the Chisholm family enough for giving me this opportunity to announce here, and I'm looking forward to next year already. I can't wait. What a way to wrap up this year. Cole Butcher gets two wins at Riverside this year, a great IWK 250, a great Pinty's race this year. I think we had one of the best racing years ever at Riverside for the 50th anniversary.
And you're going to Valley tomorrow, right? Or no, you're going to Valley.
I'm going to Valley, but the rain held off tonight, but I'm worried it might be coming tomorrow. So if you want to do some, check out some dirt racing, Valley Raceway, check out the Facebook page just outside of Greenwood.
You're going to Valley. I'm going to Yarmouth. Cole Butcher's going to Charlotte. Where are you going, Joe?
I am going to go crazy. I can tell you that right now. I'm going to be up in Halifax with Jerry and Josh. Tim, you'll do all the number crunching for us, and you'll have it on timscorner.ca ahead of that Oliver Tire 200, correct?
Yeah, I think Dylan Blankhorn kind of hit the nail on the head where He lost two in the heat, gained two in the feature, and led one. So I think he's unofficially 22, if I had to guess, going into the finale. But Jess will crunch all those numbers. We'll have it up on timscorner.ca and, of course, in the Maritime Pro Stock Tour social as well. So, yeah, it's a wild night. Congratulations to the winners. And Terry Nelson's got the champagne bottle in his hand. You know it's a party.
Absolutely.
No, I don't want any.
Good job down there, guys, as always. Dylan Lanchel, great job, bud. Do appreciate all your input on Racetime Radio. But you know what? That's pretty well going to do it for us here at Riverside. Got to thank Susie Q back in the RTR studio for getting us all wired up and getting it out to you. And I got to thank all of our friends at Sirius XM Channel 167 Canada Talks, where you can hear Racetime Radio all season, all off season. You can hear us every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM Channel 167. Or you can always join us live at 6:45 Eastern on racetimeradio.com worldwide, absolutely free. But that's going to do it for us at Racetime Radio tonight at Riverside, celebrating 50 years, and what a 50 years celebration it was this year. Got to thank Paul McLean. Got to thank Donald Chisholm and absolutely everyone at Riverside International Speedway for having Racetime Radio out here. We sure love it. We enjoy it, and we live for it. Got to thank you all for tuning in, and that'll do it for us tonight at Riverside. We will see you the next live race from Scotia Speed World on Saturday, September 28th. But we'll join you on Sunday nights on Sirius XM, Channel 167. I'm Joe Chisholm, and for all of us here, good night, everyone. Have a safe drive home. We want to see you back here at Riverside next time, next year. Be ready. It's going to be wild. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.